worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
This is America! Say it, stupid!
Kara.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mickey.
I have no idea what's going on.
And Lazy E.
I'm the fat kid and I want cake.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Release the murder podcast! Yes, it's your worst nightmare. Given form, it is a freak accident. I'm Crisco, joined via Skype, via digital social distance magic by Lazy E.
Hey.
And Mickey's here too.
Yep.
And Kara in the car once again.
Gotta get out somehow.
Yeah, so she just drives around and sits in her car in different places just to change the view up. Welcome to the show. We are A Freak Accident. Our website is afreakaccident.com. If you'd like to reach out via email, you can, freaks@afreakaccident.com. We'd love to hear from you. Got another show planned while we all continue to lock down and social distance, although some states are starting to reopen now, which means, maybe people will be going back out. Getting back in their vehicles, going back to work here and there, maybe listening to more podcasts. We don't know what your persuasion currently is, but we are here to give you some form of entertainment. I don't know, guys. Somebody's got to be entertained by this.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I am. I'm usually entertained. But that's kind of like when you're entertained by your own podcast, is that kind of like the equivalent of laughing at your own jokes?
Yeah, liking your own Facebook post.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing more obnoxious than that. Although I say that, and Lazy E does have a history of liking his own jokes and laughing at his own jokes.
Because they're hilarious.
I mean, I can't dispute that necessarily, but it is uncouth when you give punchline and then it's followed by
Listen, you can't say those words on the radio, uncouth.
What? Uncouth is
too
a word.
Fancy.
I checked.
Can you be couth?
Yeah, you could be couth.
Can you?
I assume so. I mean, how else would you be uncouth?
I don't know. Can you be recouth?
Listen, I'm a word smith. I'm not a word bank. Okay, you got to give me some credit here. Give me a break.
Well, I want to withdraw right now. Tell me.
He wants to withdraw words. I did make the observation, Kara, right before you jumped on the call, that Lazy E and Mickey's even got a blanket pulled up over her. they're both laying in bed right now. So I said, in a way, we are kind of all in bed together.
It's terrible.
I don't think it's that terrible.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah. I mean, Mickey seems like she's like completely and utterly comforting. Now, that picture we shared last week where it looked like Lazy E had fallen asleep, Mickey looks like she's actually about to go to sleep. She's just waiting.
It's not 9:30 yet.
9:30? That's your normal sleepy time these days? Yeah, I haven't been able to get past 10 anymore, and I swear to God, I know why. I think it's because during the normal course of everyday life, you got to wear these masks now, you know, and I'm working in the essential sector again, so I'm wearing a mask all day every day, and I swear, huffing your own fumes for 8 hours a day does not do good things for you.
No, that can't be a healthy alternative.
You got to figure you're exhaling carbon dioxide. Most of it's probably not escaping the mask, so you're just breathing it right back in. That goes to your brain. I mean, now, like, I need to lose more brain cells. Me.
Yeah.
Can't afford this. Can't afford this nonsense. So I do like how some people, though, have been, I've seen a couple memes anyway, some people have just been cutting holes in their masks.
Well, then what's the point?
Yeah. Well, yes, that is it, but people are still doing it.
Well, then just don't wear a mask.
Well, I mean, here's a question I was going to pitch out to you guys, though. Have you guys seen all of, like, the pushback on the whole mask-wearing thing?
I went to a store just the other day, and this ignorant person, her whole family's wearing, and there she had this teenager on her phone, and she has her mask off, and it's, like, around her chin. And I wanted to grab her and just say, there's no point for the mask if it's on your chin.
Right, yeah. If you're not wearing it properly, don't wear it at all. But, I mean, I've seen a lot of people, and it's mostly the conspiracy nuts, which, by the way, is apparently, like, 60% of the people that I know believe in this conspiracy theory nonsense. So, yeah, Mickey, go ahead and smile. I blame you for this because you spread your diseased way of thinking around. But all these people are, like, really against wearing a mask. Like, there's a lot of, like, and it's stupid, too. There's a lot of, like, oh, this is America. My body, my choice. I don't have to wear a mask if I don't want to. And I'm like, where is all of this coming from and why? Why are people against wearing masks all of a sudden out of nowhere? Like, I don't understand the sentiment.
Well, I want to wear a sign or a T-shirt that says, my body, my choice. You wear a mask so I don't get sick.
Right. Yeah, that's, I think. Yeah.
It's kind of like the no smoking rules inside restaurants and things. Like, they stop certain things. So people that have, you know what I mean? Like, you have no choice but to breathe it in. It's like, let's pretend I'm sitting at a restaurant table and I have, like, a real boogery nose. And I want to pick my boogery nose. Ew. And I want to wipe it all over your table. Like, that's not fair just because my body, my choice to wipe my boogery nose all over your table.
Right.
Like, that's not right. I'm doing something to be considerate of my fellow American,
yeah,
not wiping my boogers all over you.
Yeah, and I just, I don't, I agree. I completely agree. I just don't understand where this sentiment is coming from and why people seem to be rah-rahing against or protesting against having to wear masks. Like, and on top of that, it's like wearing one requires virtually zero effort, and it does make a marked difference. And whether or not you want to be one of these people who's still sharing articles from March where the Surgeon General was saying, you don't need a mask, because they were trying to save them for healthcare workers, and admittedly he shouldn't have lied about that, but people are still sharing those articles around saying, oh, see, masks don't work. And it's just kind of like, well, why would healthcare workers need them then? You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't work, then healthcare workers don't need them. So it's like they either work or they don't. And it's just, I think there have been many studies done that have shown that they work. And like I said, literally it makes a marked difference and it takes zero effort. You put it on and you have to do nothing else. And they weigh less than an ounce. So it's not like they're making your head really heavy or anything. You don't have to dress up in full PPE when you go out or anything. Just shut up and wear the mask. It's not that difficult. You're not inconvenienced because you're being asked to wear one.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like at this point, we've been stay-at-home ordered for 40 whatever amount of days.
It's
like, if the
50,
mask gets us out, just do it. Like, help everybody out for a couple days.
Yeah, for real, I will choke you out if I see you not wearing a mask when they finally let us out of our houses again.
Just do me a favor and just wear the mask for a few days, okay?
Well, it's because in our case, Pennsylvania is like half open now, and then the other half, we're all still under a stay-at-home order.
Right.
And in our case, it's because of one trash town south of us that has got like more than 1,000 cases going on right now in one county or one city.
One city. Yeah. Did you see that New Jersey extended to June 5th?
New Jersey extended what to June 5th? The stay at home order?
Yep.
No, I didn't see that. That's.
Yeah.
Well, that's brutal. A whole month from now. Jeez.
Oh, they don't feel positive about that at all.
No, I mean, that is kind of still the epicenter, like Jersey, Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts. They've been hit the hardest. But I mean, New York is like at the end of its curve right now. So, I mean, I don't know why you'd still be extending it. Well, I mean, I said the other day, too, I don't think people understand what the quarantine was supposed to do. It was supposed to reduce the rate of infection, not the number of infected. I don't think people understand that.
Right.
Like the area under the curve is the same whether it's tall or flat. So the same number of people who are going to get infected are still going to get infected. It's just you're slowing it down. But it seems like with New Jersey, I don't know what they're waiting for. Are they waiting for the virus to go away? Because it's never going to happen. Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know. But I do think that being indoors has affected people mentally in multiple ways, not just from sniffing the fumes from your own stank breath, but because things like this, a Google search, a single Google search has increased since quarantine has begun by 124%. Anybody want to take a guess what that might be?
Porn.
I'm sure plenty more people are spending their times doing that. Although it might be hard if you live with other people. I'll go back to Kara's rubbing your boogers on somebody else's table analogy.
I had to make it the grossest thing it could be for the moment.
Yeah.
Pretty gross.
124% jump in the Google search for how to cut a mullet.
Oh.
So
I mean, do you really need to search how to do that? It's party in the back, business up front.
Yeah, I think half of the appeal of your standard mullet is like the crappy way in which it's cut. Like there doesn't really need to be a finesse to it. It's just there it is, whatever. Do what you got to do. But yeah, I think there's layers to this. Number one, nobody's getting haircuts because all the barbershops and salons are still closed. And number two, everybody's still obsessing over Tiger King. So everybody wants to have a mullet now.
Oh, speaking of that, did you hear Nicolas Cage is going to play him in the TV remake?
Yes.
Yeah. Which that's awesome.
It the most perfect casting choice in the history of film.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, really, you could not find a better person for that role.
Nope.
But yeah, that a lot of people, I don't know, you're cutting a mullet. Like, what if tomorrow is when your state decides to reopen your county or whatever, and now you've got to go outside with a mullet?
You just got to end the party.
Yeah.
You're a rock star. That's what you are.
Well, E, that's like Adam Page, who's a professional wrestler. He shaved his face and gave himself like the handlebar mustache going down to his neck, like the Tiger King had. He did that for one 15-second bit on the YouTube show Being the Elite, and that was it. That was the whole reason he did it. He shaved his whole beard off and kept that for one 15-second bit. But in his case, he's been, I don't think he planned on leaving his house anytime soon, but yeah, I mean, hey, now's the time to experiment and get weird while you don't got anywhere to go with your hairstyle and with your, you know, makeup. I mean,
that's why I'm not shaving until it's over.
Oh, the solidarity beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or the beard of solitude is really what that is.
I got the grays coming out now.
Oh, wow, yeah, look at that.
Yeah, I'm not shaving until it's over either.
gross.
Listen, considering where you dropped your phone earlier, and we all got, I don't want to, I'm getting weird pictures in my head. that landed on you a little late, did it? Okay.
Kind of like her phone.
On the show today, we've got somehow 2020 continues to get worse, and this is just the newest thing that started with May that everybody's been talking about online, and we really are living in the apocalypse, it feels like. We've also got a segment dedicated to all of the wacky things that rich people are currently doing because they've got money and time on their hands now, so they're just going crazy. So a couple stories related to that. We asked you a question. We'll see how much feedback we got on that. We'll answer ourselves. How much longer can this lockdown really last before we all go crazy? So we'll ask that question, and also we'll end out with the 10 best series finales on television over the last decade. So maybe giving you something else to watch if you're still trapped in your house while all this is going on. So all that and more on this episode of A Freak Accident.
A Freak Accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Murder hornet in the U.S. see. Come to expand your territory. Hide your honey, lock up your bees. There's gonna be blood running down the trees, cause it's a murder, murder, hornet murder.
Little ska action to lighten the mood. In light of the fact that hell is descending upon us now. Yes. I mean, this is literally, I remember when the whole lockdown first started, somebody was sharing stories about, that was Jonathan Mann on YouTube, by the way, with Murder Hornets. But somebody had shared a story about apparently in Northern Africa and in like the Middle East, there were massive swarms of locusts that like ate miles upon miles upon miles worth of farmland and all sorts of other stuff. And people were saying, like, it literally feels like it's the biblical revelation apocalypse with, you know, now disease first and then, you know, insects swarming in. Well, now it's just getting worse.
Yeah.
How did you feel about this story, Kara, when this news dropped the other day?
I think I might have even posted something about it. I was like, the what? What is happening? Yeah. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah. My favorite thing has been the meme going around where it says, they're starting to not take the quarantine seriously anymore.
Yeah.
Send in the murder hornets.
Well, to be fair, if they get the right lawyer, there'll only be the manslaughter hornets.
See, there's a good joke, and he's laughing at it.
So, deserves it.
Now, Mickey, bugs don't really bother you, though, right?
No.
Yeah, she's been crawling around in rafters and, like, you know, doing all sorts of stuff at the bike park and everything, so she's used to bugs crawling all over her, probably. But she hunts mice with her bare hands. She's like a wild woman. But yeah, this is the new thing now. In case life didn't suck enough already, the Asian, or rather I should say, I believe it's the Japanese giant wasp is actually what it's called. Its common name is, like, perfectly sums up exactly what this bug is. It's called the murder hornet. Go ahead, E, what were you going to say?
I was watching a guy on YouTube. He does it. I think it's called the Sting Zone, and he gets stung by bugs to find out the worst sting. And he did the Japanese hornet, and he was down on the ground for at least 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, there was some other guy who does like wild wilderness stunts and survival things on YouTube as well. Maybe it's the same guy. But
it is the same guy.
Is it? Yeah, he got stung. Yeah, so you know, I know exactly what you're talking about. He's on the ground, he's writhing, he's like screaming in agony. I couldn't really even believe it. I'm like, and this guy gets bit by snakes and crap practically for a living.
And then they showed his arm, the amount it welted up to, it looked like he was flexing.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, there he is. His name is, it's called, Giant Hornet Knocks Out. The guy's name is Coyote?
Yeah.
Coyote Wilderness, I think, is what his channel is called.
Listen, if you're going to get bit by things for a living, your name's Coyote.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, my God, look at his arm. Oh, my gosh, I could see it. It's like literally his entire arm has turned bright red, like sunburn red.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why these things are called murder hornets, because they can literally kill you.
Yeah, you can go to anabolic shock.
Yeah, because they are, that not only does their sting feel like, and I quote, hot metal being stabbed into you, but they do also carry a poisonous venom that is like on par with some snakes, apparently, as well.
Great. That's
yeah.
Great.
So a couple of stings and you're dead from these things. It's just, it's really...
So what I want to know is how much toilet paper do we have to buy to prevent...
yeah, buy all of the toilet paper and paper towels, and apparently all of the meat now too. Just like pack as much meat into your refrigerator as you possibly can, and that will protect you from the murder hornets.
All right, got it.
Yeah. this is now, they're 2 inches long at their largest. That's gross. Insane. That's like the width of your hand, essentially, if you want to think about it that way.
That's so
frightening.
It is. So they're huge. And on top of that, the bigger concern is that they apparently are like mass murderers when it comes to beehives, too. Like a single murder hornet can basically kill an entire hive's worth of bees all on its own, which is like potentially devastating to the beekeeping industry and to like pollinators here, you know, in the United States, because now, I mentioned before, the Japanese giant wasp, the murder hornet, is now in the United States for the first time ever. It's been discovered. Now, apparently it's only in very, 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 very far northwestern Washington state, which is pretty much the furthest northwestern corner of this country that you could get before you hit Canada. And apparently a couple were spotted north of the border in Canada as well. But scientists are now on an all-out crusade to track them down and kill them before they can kill us.
That's right. America.
That's right. Yeah. USA. USA. USA.
USA.
That's right. The WSDA says on their website that the hornets, luckily for us, typically do not go after humans. But if they do, not even beekeeping suits can protect you from the stingers. The stingers will literally puncture anything.
Oh.
My God.
So it's
so we need to start wearing chain metal is what you're telling me.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Like, just go back. We're literally descending into the Dark Ages. Just start wearing full plate armor. That's the only way you're going to keep them out.
With the plague mask.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be good.
Oh, man. You know what? So, like, real life is going to become like a Renaissance fair.
Yep.
I mean, basically. I'm not necessarily opposed to that. That's all right. This is pretty, pretty terrifying. And especially when you see these things up close, because they've got, like the mandibles on the front of their face that are like, nah, they have, like, these maws that open up and, like, chomp, chomp, chomp. It's like, oh, God.
On top of it, their feet have little clamps on them, so they attach to you.
Oh, come on.
So not only do literally every part of this bug bites and stings and or does harm in some way or another.
Oh.
These things are out of a freaking nightmare, I swear to God. So like that. So now the question's going to be whether or not they can track them down and destroy them. I guess they're talking about using, like, thermal imaging to pierce the ground because these things nest, like, in the earth, in the ground.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Right,
of course they do. Because why would their nest be visible?
Why would they be easy to find or, like, easy to avoid? No, it's literally just, like, it's like the ground opens up and they erupt out of hell and just cover your body and sting you 1,000 times and then you're dead.
Perfect.
This really is. It's like a Resident Evil nightmare. It's something out of Silent Hill at this point. I can't deal. I can't deal. Now, Lazy E, have you ever been stung by a wasp or anything like that?
Yeah, I still remember it. I was about 5 years old. I was at my great-grandma's house, and two of them at the same time in the same spot nailed me right above the eye.
Ooh.
I was so upset.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Even just a regular wasp hurts like an MF-er. It's, these things are going to be... I can't even imagine the agony of getting... I hope I never have to find out. I really hope. I mean, this was making the rounds on social media, though. The media itself, the actual news media, was talking all about it. So now, of course, everybody's in a panic about this now. And I just... We need a break. We need something, like, whimsical to happen in June. Or I think we're all going to freaking crack and go crazy.
Yeah, we need something like sparkle butterflies.
Yeah.
Sparkle butterflies.
Yeah.
Yes. Something nice.
Yeah. Or something crazy like, you know, oh no, somebody spilled like, you know, delicious chocolate like all over the roads. It's like,
I mean, oh no, it's raining $100 bills.
Yeah.
I'm drowning in money.
Yeah, a bank plane, you know, yeah, crashed and like all the money just falls to the earth. Ah, that'd be great. That'd be helpful. But yeah, Murder Hornet, the newest piece of our little hell here on planet Earth. I hope you guys are ready. Like Mickey said, get the chainmail prepared. Up next, what are the rich doing with all of their money and all the time on their hands in quarantine? We'll take a look at a couple
making
of things.
Movies.
Yeah, well, making movies and building outrageous nonsense. And this is going to make you feel inadequate and really, really poor. And it's next on A Freak Accident.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Can you imagine having so much money that you can create, like, a wonder of the world with it?
No.
It's like, let's see. I'm bored today. I think I'll fund the creation of something to rival the pyramids.
Nope.
Why? I don't know, because I can. I mean, at that point, like, just send me a check, man. Just send me some money. If you're just going to waste it on stupid crap, just send it to me. Donate it. Fund A Freak Accident. You can find details at freaksatafreakaccident.com. Just send us your bank account information. But this is the now Jeff Bezos is obviously the CEO of Amazon. Right, he is not the richest person in the world, Lazy E?
No, I don't think I think that is some prince or something in Saudi Arabia.
Well, Bill Gates still is, isn't he?
No.
Oh, he's not anymore? I thought, well, never, regardless. So Jeff Bezos has got to be up there, though. This dude is worth billions upon billions of dollars to the point where he divorced his wife, right? We're familiar with that. That happened not that long ago.
Yeah.
Okay. She got half of his fortune in the divorce. I'm pretty sure she got exactly 50%, which was an outrageous amount. He has now, at this point, between like his different stocks and with how well Amazon's been doing and the revenue and things that they've been posting, he's made pretty much all of it back already. And it's only been like a year or two since that divorce happened. So, yeah, he's got money to spare. And he has decided to just spend it, because why not? He's bored and he wants to be remembered forever. So what he is doing is, according to Popular Mechanics magazine, Bezos is paying a group of engineers and contractors to build a massive multi-room clock inside of a mountain in West Texas.
Why?
Because he is literally going to be like the next Lex Luthor. I mean, I know I've said that about Elon Musk, but let's think about this for a second. Bezos is bald, right? And he's building an evil lair now.
Is it a Timex?
No, it's a Casio. A Casio G-Shock. this is outrageous. I can't imagine, like, why. It's a multi-room clock. You're talking about a guy who lives in a world where his clocks are so big they have rooms to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, he measures his clocks in, like, how big is that clock? I don't know, at least a room or two. Like, that's how he measures things in rooms. Like,
totally normal.
He sets an alarm and everybody has to worry about an earthquake.
Yeah. Right. That's what I mean. Like, why of all things, a clock? So he wants to live in a clock tower that is also a hollowed out mountain. I assume he's going to have it be part volcano by the time he's done, too, because why not?
Why not?
According to this, it cost $42 million to build this thing. And
stupid.
Right. And it's going to tell time for the next 10,000 years. So.
Well, why? Like,
right.
He's not going to live that long.
I don't know if humanity is going to live that long.
Not if the murder hornets have anything to do with it.
Yeah, murder hornets. Yeah. All we need now is a murder hornet that can infect you with COVID-20, and we're doomed. It's over. You know, so he's building this piece of crap, and we're all probably going to be dead by some combination of bug and disease over the next couple months.
So is this like the Big Ben of wherever the hell he's building it? Is that his plan?
I mean, Mickey, it's a mountain. He's turning a mountain into a clock for no reason other than he wants to, and it's going to happen in West Texas.
Texas, all right. Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. When you get into the specifics of what this thing does, it makes even less sense. So I want you to think about this. It is designed to tick just once a year. So there's Lazy E's earthquake. So once a year, the giant second hand goes clunk and everything shakes. And then once a millennium, it will chime.
What?
Yeah.
People are going to go deaf.
Yeah. It's literally going to shatter the continent. Like the entire, all of North America is just going to split in half from the sound. It's going to be like at the end of Close Encounters of the Third Kind where they were playing music to the aliens. That's what it's going to sound like. Yeah, it will be 500 feet tall and all mechanical, powered by day/night thermal cycles. So there you go. Volcano. He's literally trying to build a clock volcano in a mountain for no reason.
Jeez. Crazy, evil genius.
Yeah. It'll chime once a millennium. Great. And then nothing else. Like, send everybody in America $2,000. You could probably afford to do it. Instead of building this crap. Now, meanwhile, the other Lex Luthor of our time, Elon Musk.
Oh, Elon Musk.
Yeah. What is his kid's name? How is that pronounced? Does anybody know?
Elephant Musk.
Is that what it is?
No, that's not it.
she was making a joke.
Well, okay. I mean, I half was ready to take you serious, though, because...
Elephant sounds like that's what it would be.
Well, he had a kid, and the name, when it was announced, is like a weird series of numbers and symbols. I'm like, I have no idea how to pronounce this. This is just, like, weird. But still, love you, Elon. Don't kill me when you take over. He and SpaceX have decided to team up with Tom Cruise, Mr. Scientology, to film a movie in outer space.
At first, I thought this was clickbait when I first read it. Yeah. I thought it was like some, like The Onion or something. And then I saw NASA confirmed it, and that scared me.
Right. Yeah, SpaceX and NASA are both working with some Hollywood film studio to film a movie, like, because Apollo 13, we've all, I think, seen that movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I know parts of that movie were filmed in a zero-G simulation so that they could actually, like, float around a little bit, but most of that movie was not filmed, like, none of it was filmed in actual space. I don't think any part of any movie has ever actually been filmed in space. So they actually want to go into literal outer space. They don't want to emulate space on the screen. They are actually going to travel into space to film this movie.
Tom Cruise is going to die.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Wouldn't that be a terrible thing?
No.
Well, he's got more money than he knows what to do with, too, being the head of Scientology on Earth. And Elon is rich and crazy. So, I mean, the two of them just decided to team up and were like, yeah, we're going to film a space movie in space for no reason, just other than we can, and to be able to say that we're the first ones that could do it.
Yeah, because how is that really going to make anything different than we've already experienced with fake space movies?
Right, exactly.
Well, like, we're not going to see any big difference, so they're doing it just to spend money and just for themselves.
You know what would be really funny? Is if they were actually going to film a cowboy western just in space and not explain it at all. So like they're riding a horse and the horse is just floating. Yeah. It's just like, don't bother to explain anything. They're just going to be in space filming a movie not related to space at all.
Right.
And they CGI grass and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. They use, unlike using CGI to make things look like space, they're going to go to space and use CGI to make things look normal.
Yes.
I'm suddenly completely on board with this plan. This is great, and it needs to happen immediately. So
I'm just picturing now the news the next day after they're done filming. One horse is out, like, just orbiting the Earth.
Well, it's like when Elon launched his one rocket, he left a car up there, like a Tesla car. It's like he's just the kind of guy to do that, too. God. I mean, I these people are out of their minds. They got too much money, too much time, and not enough brains. Speaking of brains, guys, we're going to ask a question in the next segment. How much longer can the lockdown last before you crack? And we'll get your feedback, too, as the listener on A Freak Accident.
A Freak Accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
All the things I'll never see, all the things I'll never be, all there is that's left for me is here in this eternity of
isolation. Isolation. This song is perfectly, it perfectly encapsulates my mood about this entire quarantine. Just picture me sitting, staring, looking out the window of my back bedroom as rain patters off of the windowsill, and like one hand comes up and just touches the window, like the world is just out of reach. But we've all been stuck now inside for, Kara, you were saying earlier, almost 50 days.
Yeah. Yep.
See, I had lost I had lost count. Actually, I didn't realize that it was that long.
I'm pretty sure. 55, because I think I posted yesterday it was 54.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
That, yeah, that doesn't exactly make anything better. But yeah, we've been locked up for a long time. That's obvious. But the question is, I guess, when you've got, you know, in our case here in Pennsylvania, our county, thanks to one city, as we mentioned earlier, is still locked down tight while other counties are starting to open. Some states, as we talked about last week on the show, podcast.afreakaccident.com, you can go listen. Some states are opening, some more than others, while other states are remaining completely and utterly locked down. Like I think Michigan hasn't budged like at all. New York is still under lockdown. In fact, I was reading today about how for the first time ever, guys, they cleaned the subways.
Wow.
Yeah. Now consider the fact that they waited until today to do this.
Yeah.
This virus has been raging for months. They waited until today. Oh no, we're gonna go clean those subway cars. Oh, thank you. Thanks. That's great. New York, they're still locked down. New Jersey obviously just extended their stay-at-home thing until June 5th. Virginia, I think they're staying locked down. You know, still Governor Ralph Koonman Northam has locked Virginia down, I think, for the foreseeable future. So I don't know if they're ever going to get back to their lives there. But so the question becomes, with these extensions, with continuing to be told we're not letting you out of your house at all, right? So it's not even like we're just opening a little bit. And we're going to give you the opportunity to go shopping as long as you maintain social distance or whatever. They're just saying, nope, straight up, 100% lockdown. You're stuck in your house. No seeing friends. No seeing family. No non-essential travel. You're being told that. How much longer can you go before you start to lose your mind? And I don't mean like just, oh, I'm going stir crazy. I mean like, at what point do you break? Do you just say like, nope, I'm done. I can't handle it anymore.
Last week.
You didn't last long at all. That was your first week of furlough too, wasn't it?
No, that was 2 weeks prior to that. I have my next one coming up this coming week. That might be where I crack, because then there's nothing to do.
Right. So that's the thing. Like, I think your problem in your case might have been, E, that you had that furlough and then you quote unquote went back to work, and it probably said it that you're in the same position as you were.
I realize I'm crapping where I work.
It's like, wait, I'm back to work. Nothing's changed.
There's no scenery.
So you're legitimately at the end of your rope already, is what you're saying.
There's points where I go mad because it's when I have nothing to do. It's where I'm like, oh my God. And I think this is why I stopped doing it. When I see the updates and I see things getting pushed back, like, oh my God, the election may have to get pushed back. And then I think the election's in November and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine being trapped in your house and not allowed to go anywhere or do anything until winter.
Yeah.
Which, like, I mean, again, like, when we're talking about the whole point of the quarantine was not to prevent infection from happening, it was just to slow it down. And we've done that. We've got to now figure out how we could start to get back to normal. Or rather head in that direction, at least. Not to say that, oh, yeah, just open everything up and let's just go rub our naked bodies on each other in a mosh pit at a music concert. I mean, like, you know, just a little bit at a time. You know, we don't need Kara rubbing her boogers on our tables just yet. let's have some steps between here and there. But we got to do something. Like, you can't just keep asking people to just stay in their houses and twiddle their thumbs forever. That can't go any longer. Or rather, much longer than it has.
Did you see over in Georgia that 20,000 new drivers got their license without doing a road test?
Horrifying.
What?
Yep, 20,000.
Yeah.
How can that even be?
They got them.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's because they didn't want to have to, like, they're trying to maintain social distancing, so having, like, a state trooper or whatever drive in the car with them when they do their road test is, you know, within 6 feet, and that's not socially distant. So they're like, yeah, we're just going to give you a license without ever having actually tested you.
Stand outside and watch them drive. How could you let somebody operate a vehicle without ever knowing if they can really do it?
I know.
Oh, that makes me nervous because people are bad drivers that got tested.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Pretty much everybody, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I mean,
that makes me, the person that drives to a parking lot to record this podcast, feel very, very uneasy.
I mean, imagine this, though. You know, nobody has to prove that they're capable parents before they can have children. So, I mean, really, what's the difference?
That's a good point.
Because that affects me.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so do having children. Those little snot factories probably carry this COVID all over the place.
Oh, that's true.
Mickey, how much longer would you be able to stand quarantine before you go crazy?
I don't know. I think I might be okay.
Yeah. How did I know that was going to be the answer? Like, so you're the kind of person, though, Mickey, where somehow you can continue to exist and be just fine, having nothing to do but stare at paint on a wall.
Yeah, which I literally did yesterday after I covered myself in it.
Why did you do that?
Because I'm cheap and I had old rollers down in my basement. So I was like, oh, I'll use those to paint the wall. So I washed the rollers and I dipped the white paint in. I went to go paint the wall and it just sprayed everywhere, all over me, all over my arm. Yep.
I love I love the fact that the story that Mickey just told is like literally the yin to the yang of the last episode that we just talked about. Like, Jeff Bezos has so much money, he's making a mountain into a supervillain lair. Mickey is so cheap, I'm going to use these old paint rollers to unnecessarily paint my house.
I actually thought you were going in the way of the rollers were so old, they like dry rotted and fell apart, so you covered yourself in paint and rolled around. Hence, you were completely covered in paint.
that'll be the next one.
There you go. Right, cool. No, you gotta get a clashing color, cover yourself in that, and then just throw yourself against the wall. And then when people come
There's
over
an
you.
Artist that does that.
Behold my quarantine art. You can tell everybody who comes over your house.
There you go.
Yeah. So Mickey can literally, like, I don't know. You're like heat death. You're the heat death of the universe personified in a person. All you can, like, literally cease all molecular motion, reach absolute zero, and you would still be perfectly fine. Like, you don't need any kind of stimuli or, you know, input whatsoever.
I keep myself okay.
Kara, what about you? How long could you go?
We're talking like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, like that tunnel kind of crazy.
Yes, that's basically where we're at.
I'm probably already there. I think I would like to think that I'm not already like that, but I think if you ask Golfer, he would say, you know, like 4 weeks ago, I hit that level.
Right.
So I think toward other people, I'm probably already really far gone. But in my mind, I like to think I could go till Christmas.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I don't think it's true.
Yeah, I mean, so you're kind of there, but I mean, you know, you probably couldn't go much longer, though, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm probably, yeah, like maybe give me like another, maybe end of May, and then I probably will really start showing.
I'll tell you right now, I know exactly where I would be, where I would finally completely lose it. I can give you the date, because I've thought about it. And it's like, I've been getting stir crazy. I've been getting frustrated and kind of upset and bummed, you know, that like a lot of things are, like Lizzie was saying, are being canceled, postponed, pushed back. And it's just kind of like, come on. Like, you know, there are things that like, I want to do, like, I don't want to lose the whole year, but I know where it would be where I would snap. And that would be July 4th. If we get to the 4th of July and we are still completely locked down, I'm going to lose my mind, because at that point, literally half the year is gone. And like, what will we have shown for it at that point? And it's like, you know, I mean, I've got like, you know, a real estate career to worry about. And like, you know, other people, I mean, I don't need to tell you guys that you've got businesses too, but that's what I mean. It's like, I had goals going into this year and things that I wanted to accomplish. And if we get to July 4th, which is like the halfway point on the year, and we're still completely locked down, at that point, like, I'm losing it. And I might just say, hey, screw it, I'm leaving my house and I'm going to do what I want. And you guys could stop me if you like, but it's happening. I think
a lot of people would probably agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it for me. Like, if we get to that point, I'm done. Like, that'll be it. I'll lose my mind. I mean, I'm already getting frustrated with like stupid things like meat shortages, which, like, by the way, is not as bad as you think it is. Like, Wendy's is having some issues in certain areas. It's not the whole country, but that's been extrapolated now into there's no meat and everybody's rushing out to buy all the meat when there's still no toilet paper on the shelves. And it's just like, I'm already getting like really, really agitated. It's like, but yeah, if we hit July 4th and we're still locked down, that's it for me, guys. I'm checking out of reality and everything else. And I'm going to be streaking through the streets just to have something happen, because I will have lost my mind at that point. But we did ask our listeners this question as well. You guys were quiet. I don't know what's going on. If the quarantine is like really turning people's brains to mush, or if they're too busy arguing with each other on social media all the time about whether or not it's okay to reopen or not. But we had two bits of information. Nancy says, too late, I already went crazy years ago. Well, you listen to this show, so we already knew that. And Emily says, staying at home doesn't drive me as crazy as working in retail does. So I guess that's kind of like the lesser of two evils. Like, the greater hell is having to go to work for her. So it's like, well, I'd rather just stay home with literally nothing to do than have to spend another minute working. It's like, all right, well, fair enough, I guess. But yeah, I mean, then again, working in retail, that's still essential, isn't it?
No.
Depending where.
I suppose
so. Like Target retail, you're still there, but. Like, now, the Gap is closed.
Is Target still... See, that doesn't make much sense to me, though, because, like, let's say somebody's house burns down in a fire. You lose all your clothes. Where are you going to buy clothes from if all the clothes stores
Amazon.
Amazon, yeah, right. but even then, like, they're not shipping essential stuff, right? Or they're only shipping essential stuff, I thought.
I don't know.
Sort of. I don't know. I feel like I've ordered some stuff that's really non-essential that got to my house pretty quickly.
No. All right. I mean, but yeah, I don't know about Target. I mean, I do know, I've heard that Target is starting to accept, like, returns now. So I don't know if they ever actually even shut down their clothes portion. But, yeah, that's because I know a lot of stores weren't even accepting returns because they're afraid somebody's going to take it home, put their boogers on it, Kara, and then return it to the store just to be evil. But, yeah, so I don't know. We would still like to hear from you, though. If you're listening to this, we want to know what your date is. When is that moment, that instant, when you think you're going to finally lose it during this quarantine? Freaksitafreakaccident.com. You can email us and let us know. Up next, to finish out the show, we've got the 10 best series finales on TV over the last decade.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Let's watch some crazy stuff, yo!
Well, this is the closest thing I could find to a song about watching TV, and it's from Rick and Morty, so it makes me feel dirty just even mentioning
that. Oh, gross.
Yeah, I know. Congratulations, guys. You are all now dumber by proxy. This is a list that was featured in Bro Bible. It is the, according to them anyway, the 10 best series finales of the last 10 years. All right, so we're going to go through this list, and we'll see if we agree, assuming that we've seen any of these shows. So, number 10, I know Lazy E is going to agree with this one, The Office.
Should be higher.
Now, what made The Office finale, you two, so perfect?
Wrapped it up.
Mm-hmm. It really did, and not in a corny way.
Okay. I mean, I have actually seen it, but I didn't see, like, the last season or two. Like, I stopped watching it after Michael left, but I watched the finale, and it was kind of like there were things going on. I was like, I don't know what's happening, but like, I did like that they brought back Michael Scott for the finale. Like, I thought that was well done. And kudos to Steve Carell for doing that. By the way, Space Force, his new show, starts at the end of this month, so at least that's something to look forward to.
Yeah,
but yeah, so that so you would agree though, The Office season finale or a series finale?
Yeah,
yeah, that was great.
Okay.
Really good.
Now, we got to be careful when we say the name of this next show.
I know what you're going to say.
I want to point out that the first word is somebody's last name spelled S-C-H-I-T-T. It's Schitt's Creek. Okay. Now, this show wasn't on for very long, was it?
Mm-mm, no. Like, what, 4 years?
Lazy E, I remember doing Figure Out the Fall premieres for this show.
We did do that.
Yeah. I don't know if it was on this podcast, but we did do it. But yeah, apparently it had a very good series finale, although I don't think I've ever seen a single episode of the show.
I haven't.
I've watched 5 seasons, I think. Yeah. I don't know if that was the end of it, if I was missing one.
Well, what's the show about, Mickey?
Rich people who lose everything and have to live in this town that they own that is, like, the poorest town ever.
Oh, okay. But they own the town.
Yes.
Okay, sure. All right, but did now, at least the end, as you're aware of it, how was it? Was it well done?
I wasn't a fan of it.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, then again, Mickey's a fan of very few things. So, you know, you could take from that what you will. But, okay, interestingly enough, Veep is number 8. That was the show with Elaine Benes, whatever the actual actress's name is.
Yeah, I haven't seen that show, but I know what you're talking about.
That was on HBO or Showtime or Stars or one of those premium channels, I think. I keep hearing great things about it, about how good of a show it was. But, yeah, I've never seen it either, so I couldn't comment. The Leftovers, number 7. Now, this show, I didn't see this either, but I have some friends who watched it, and they said that it is spectacular.
Huh.
Apparently, the premise is, you know, if you're familiar with the religious rapture, you know, kind of like the end times thing where, like, you know, people are just going to get zapped off of Earth before the end of the world happens. It follows a similar thread. Like, half of people on Earth just vanish one day, and the show is about the leftovers, the people who were left behind. So it was a really great show from what I heard. Excellent. I mean, it was kind of like one of those things where it had a niche audience, but every single person that I've talked to who watched it has told me about how great it was. So
are they going to rename the show July 2020?
Yeah, pretty much. Up next, number six, Parks and Recreation.
I just started getting into that show.
Yeah, we've
it's
talked
a really good show.
It's a really good show. Yeah, Kara, did you watch the whole series?
I did. I actually just saw the end like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
I finally finished it.
Now, how did you like the ending?
I thought it was fine. I feel like the last season was a little bit like I didn't laugh as much the last season as I did the first ones.
Right.
So it was kind of like they were wrapping it up the whole season.
Okay.
And then the last episode just kind of, I mean, it did definitely like close everything out. It definitely tied it all together. I don't know. It was fine. Like, I wasn't disappointed in it
so in
by
your,
any means.
In your opinion, the Office series finale better than this?
Yeah, I would say The Office was better, but this was close.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't deplorable or anything like that.
Friday Night Lights is number five. Fleabag, which I've never even heard of, is number four.
Nope.
That's a show about Lazy E. And then,
ouch!
You've got... I'm not gonna repeat to our families listening at home what you just did on your video screen there, but...
I just said you're number one, Chris.
Thanks, buddy. You're number one, too. Breaking Bad, number three. Which, I mean, everybody who's seen that show seems to insist that it's, like, some of the finest television that's ever been made.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It was a good ending.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, so you do have seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was good.
Yeah.
You think it deserves to be this high on this list?
For the very few shows that I watch?
Yeah.
Okay, Mickey,
probably.
Yes, for the very few shows
good.
That you watch.
Yeah, I would say it was good to be up in that list.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Kara,
would you consider that the ending, or would you consider the movie, that El Camino, the actual ending?
No, definitely not. El Camino was kind of like the in-betweens of what was going on.
Right.
So it actually wasn't like a sequel to Breaking Bad.
Mm-mm.
Okay. The Americans, number two. I didn't know that show ended. But apparently it did. And they only had a few seasons, too, about Russian spies living in America during the Cold War. And then finally, number one, The Good Place.
Yep, for sure.
So, I mean, that's at the top of this list. So in the last 10 years, they're saying that The Good Place had the best season or series finale of all time, or at least of the last decade, had the best series finale. So you agree?
That series finale was... I couldn't have felt any better about that way that show ended.
I felt
really good about it.
I need to watch this show, because between you raving about it and other people I know who've seen it raving about it, I feel like I need to check it out.
Yeah.
Now,
it's
how many seasons did it go for?
Four, maybe five.
Okay, that's
not. It wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
Sure.
It was like,
yeah.
The first one was like a short season, you know, where they start like halfway through the year or
right.
whatever. So it was like a shorter one when it started. And then, you know, I feel like it was on less time than it was actually on.
Right.
Because it was one of those shows that you are just constantly looking forward to watching the next episode that you don't even realize, holy crap, it's been this many years that this show's been on already.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably better off that shows are lasting not as long anymore, though, because it gives you the chance to tell a better story, I think, when you're not just mm-hmm. trying to pad the runtime and stretch things out. So the thing with
The Good Place was, too, they had said from the very beginning, this was the intended ending, and this is how far they were going to go.
Good for them.
So they knew getting into it, it was not going to be extended. It didn't matter what the contract was. They knew how they wanted it to stop. And that, I think, really helped with it.
Yeah, I mean, better off that way because, again, everybody seems to love that show. So job well done. You know, mission accomplished. Very cool. Well, if you agree, disagree, or if you think something else should be on the list, freaksatafreakaccident.com, listener, we'd like to hear from you. And that is going to wrap up this episode of the show. So thank you for taking the time out of your assumingly really, really boring quarantine life to download and listen to our little experiment here. But our website is afreakaccident.com. Again, that email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. You could send us something. If you like to connect with us on social media, you could do that too. We've got links in the connect section of our website. Just click connect on the menu bar. We've got every episode we've ever done in the podcast section. Click podcast. And you could also visit the shop section of the website. We've got our t-shirt still for sale, and we've got a request form there for you to request free stickers. And we actually got a request just the other day. So somebody out there is taking us up on these offers. We will be sending you stickers in the mail. I don't know how I'm going to get all of us to sign it since we cannot see each other according to the rules. Mickey, don't
forge my signature.
Oh, okay. You got it. Yeah. I'll just put the pen between my butt cheeks and rub it across the paper.
That's about right.
But yeah, you'll have stickers in the mail soon. If you'd like to request yours, again, it's freakaccident.com. Click shop. Of course, you can subscribe, and we would prefer if you did. The more subscribers we get, the more popular we become, and that's always the goal of any podcast. But subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a good review, because reviews help us climb higher in the charts too. And of course, as always, share us with your friends, whoever those friends might be. Poison their minds too. You might as well drag them down with you, right? That's the spirit of these types of things. drag all your friends down with you. We hope this quarantine is going to end soon. In the meantime, we do have something to look forward to next week. Whether or not the NFL happens this year, some fans may not be very happy. And we'll give you the story on why on next week's episode of A Freak Accident. So we will catch you then. Thank you again for listening. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey. And we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out.
Yeah, until a freak accident happens.
Guys, hear me out. Police hornets to stop the murder hornets.
Perfect.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.